The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4. Once again he began to teach by the seaside, and a very large crowd gathered to him, so that he entered into a boat, and sat in it, while all the crowd was beside the sea, on the land. And he taught them many things in parables, and said to them in his teaching, "Listen carefully. Look, the sower went out to sow his seed, and it happened that as he sowed, some of the seed fell on the hard-packed pathway, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seeds fell on the rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. They sprang up very quickly because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root system, they withered away. And others fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them, and they produced no fruit. Still others fell into good soil and produced fruit, growing up, increasing, and bearing fruit, some 30 times more, some 60 times more, and some 100 times more." And he said, "He who has hearing ears, let him hear." Later, when he was alone, those who were with him, along with the 12, asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "It has been granted to you to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, but to the outsiders, all things are kept secret in parables. This is so that even if they see, they won't perceive, and even if they hear, they won't understand, so that there is no way for them to turn around and have their sins forgiven them." And he said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then are you going to understand all the other parables? The sower sows the word, and those represented by the hard-packed pathway are the ones who, when the word is sown, and they have heard it, Satan immediately comes and carries off the word which was sown in their hearts. In a similar way, represented by the word being sown upon the rocky places, are those who, when they have heard the word, right away receive it with joy, but they have no root in themselves. So they continue for a while, but when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, they quickly become offended and fall away. And others, those that are sown among the thorns, these are those who have heard the word, but the preoccupations of the world, the illusion of riches, and the carnal desires for other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And those that were sown on the good ground represent those who hear the word, receive it, and bear fruit, 30 times as much, 60 times as much, and 100 times as much. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought out to be put under a basket or under the bed, and not to be put on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden that will not be exposed, neither has anything been made secret which will not be revealed. If anyone has hearing ears, let him hear." And he said to them, "Contemplate carefully what you hear, for in the measure that you receive it, it will be given out to you. And to those who perceive what has been said, even more will be given. Furthermore, he who holds securely to what he has received, more will be given to him. But he who does not hold on securely to what he has been given, even what he has will be taken away." And he said, "The kingdom of God can be compared to a man who sows seed on prepared soil. While he sleeps and rises up day after day, the seed sprouts and grows, although he really doesn't understand how this happens. In fact, the earth bears fruit by itself, not requiring man's understanding. First the new leaf appears, then the head of grain, then the mature grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, he immediately sends out the sickle, because the time of reaping has come." And he said, "To what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what kind of parable can we use to explain it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is planted in the soil, it is one of the smallest seeds that exists upon the earth. Yet, after it is planted, it grows up and becomes larger than all the other herbs, and puts out large branches, so that it is possible for the birds of the heaven to rest under its shade." And using many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. He did not speak without using parables, but privately to his own disciples he explained everything. And on that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let's go over to the other side." After leaving the multitude, they took him with them, going quickly into the boat. And there were some other small boats with him. But there arose a great windstorm, and the waves broke over the side and into the boat, so much so that the boat was filling with water. He himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are about to die?" And he awoke, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Be calm, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you fearful? Don't you yet have faith?" And they were extremely afraid, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the end of Mark, chapter 4.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.